The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, all the stories are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Those of you wanting to parse the what the heck is this world? What's going on? Is it flying apart? The CDC was caught, but they're not. They're denying it. The mainstream media is finally chiming in. All week, the last 10 days, we've been going, hey, where's the media on this story? A CDC guy, a high-level PhD, says they manipulated data. They hid data. And he's really bummed about it. He's talking with Brian Hooker, our friend, and Andy Wakefield, Dr. Wakefield. And like we're asking, where is it? Then we do two nights in a row while we're on the air of what they call a Twitter party. Now, I don't expect that my good friend Dr. Nick Gonzalez is going to know what that is. We'll check with that. But he knows a lot of other stuff. He doesn't need to fill his head with Twitter parties. But what we did, of course, was this hashtag CDC whistleblower. And it hit number two. And that's pretty big on a global scale with Twitter. And, of course, now that the official statement from Bill Thompson came out admitting this, the CNNs of the world had no choice but to cover it, but they cover it with a spin that says there's really nothing to see here. Move along. Vaccines are good. Anybody questioning it, you're out of your mind. There's no autism. Well, there is, but it's not caused by vaccines, and you're supposed to just believe it. And so this hour, we've got a special edition here. Not only is Dr. Nick Gonzalez going to join us to parse some of the science coming out, but also Beth Clay, who I don't believe we've ever had on this show. And she was working side by side with Congressman Dan Burton. She's been at this for over 20 years now. And I want her to get some of that history out for those of you who don't know who she is and what she's found over those years about, let's say, obfuscation at the very least, dragging of feet at the very least as well from the officials at CDC or maybe NIH, IOM. I don't know where it's all coming from about vaccines when you ask questions, because Dan Burton was impacted very directly by vaccine-injured children, his grandchildren. And that started a whole awakening awareness to this. But it's not over. It's just the beginning. They're still arguing for medical collectivism, that injecting children with attenuated, live, dead, viral, whatever they're doing, materials, mercury still in some of these shots, aluminum definitely, that somehow that's good for your health based on some unproven theory, if I can even call it a theory, of herd immunity. This idea that you're a cow, I'm a cow, wouldn't you like to be a cow too? Because the term vaccine comes from vaca, which means cow. They scrape some cow pus off of a cow with cowpox. They cut the kid's arm open. They shove it into the arm, and they wonder why the arm falls off or the kid dies. The history they don't tell you, we tell you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But yet, now under the guise of science, look, we wear white lab coats. We might even own a stethoscope. Because of that, you must believe us. And it's the new religion. It's the new church in violation of the First Amendment, which basically says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But you didn't know it. The state religion is not Judaism. It's not Christianity. It's not Islam. It's modern medicine. And the sacrament is vaccination. Do not question it, or else you will be excommunicated like Dr. Andrew Wakefield for observing that children post-MMR vaccine had gastrointestinal disorders and also, ooh, wow, looks like they have autism as well. Huh, interesting. You can't do that. But we are doing it, and my guests have done it in their own right in many ways in revealing these facts and bringing some sense back into health and healing. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, welcome back, my friend.
Robert, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me on with Beth.
Yes, and thank you for connecting me with Beth. I know of Beth for many years, and I can't believe we've never had her on the show. Super Don, slap me down. Bad host. Beth Clay, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Well, I'm grateful for all the efforts, the works that you've done with Dan Burton as well, and you continue this. And I thought when Dr. Nick connected us yesterday, I said, wow, how soon can we do this? Because there's a whole history here that maybe people that are just coming now to the party and recognizing the corruption within the scientific institutions, if they think it's a one-off or an anomaly, you've been witnessing this for a long time.
I have. I actually started my federal career at the National Institutes of Health. I was happily building an administrative career, not a scientist, so I'll clarify that, and had a great interest in the field of complementary and alternative medicine, and I ended up in the original Office of Alternative Medicine and saw the stonewall that you see in medicine with when you have individuals who don't want to have something accomplished. There is a great resistance within the NIH to this congressionally mandated office, and that's actually how I met Dr. Gonzalez and his bringing his outcomes to the NIH to say, what I am doing is helping people with stage 4 cancer. And the resistance and the corruption within that whole process is something that if anybody hasn't read his book, they certainly need to. But that's the type of, I got a real lesson over 7 years at the NIH in the scientific method, because if you were doing research in alternative medicine, you absolutely had to meet a higher standard than anybody else in the design and the quality of your studies. And so, you know, the years that I spent there, it was an intense training in what that method is. And so fast forward to 1999, I'm working for Congressman Burton on the Committee on Government Reform in the House of Representatives. We've moved into looking at vaccine injury issues. And I'm thinking, you know, vaccines are the only medication mandated in this country. You know, we've compromised people's freedoms, the freedom of choice with this. So they're going to raise the bar of approval to make sure that there is a higher standard met for the approval of vaccines. And actually, when we started looking and reading through the transcripts of the advisory committees that are making the approval recommendations, the opposite was the case, where we would see where they would say, well, okay, we can, this adverse reaction they're seeing isn't so bad. We need to get this approved so we can get it in the marketplace so the company can make their money back so they can sell more overseas. There was that mentality within the FDA process. And that was mind-boggling to me as somebody who believes strongly in public health. You know, the greatest thing we've ever done in public health isn't vaccines. It's actually improving sanitation, clean water. And that gets lost in the conversation of how you do with disease prevention. But that's
you know,
the conversation
for
another day.
I posited that if we could patent and synthesize better sanitation, sewage systems, hygiene, for instance, we would have the healthiest planet on Earth, because there would be profit in cleaning the water instead of drugging and vaccinating, you know, patented substances, again, that are very profitable, but not necessarily health-sustaining, even if they could be argued to suppress the expression of a disease but create 10 other diseases in the process.
Okay. Exactly. The reality is 85% of diseases in this country are lifestyle related, but we don't put 85% of our research dollars into addressing, into the lifestyle approaches to helping people recover or stay well to begin with. And what has happened over the last couple of weeks, I want your listeners to understand, is that this announcement from the CDC employee who remains at the CDC, he wasn't fired, he wasn't walked out, he's still employed, is that he shared with another researcher his concerns and pointed him in the right direction for how to prove what he was admitting in the document that he released yesterday, that they actually covered up a statistically significant increased risk for African-American boys who get the MMR vaccine before 36 months. Now, we have probably 250,000 boys in the 10-year period of time who've been vaccine injured as a result of the CDC cover-up. But this is the tipping point in this whole controversy of the autism vaccine issue. We saw issues just like this in the early 2000s. we had information about the Verstraten study, which your listeners may be aware of, where Thomas Verstraten came to the U.S., worked for the CDC, was asked to do the study he didn't want to do. He did a review of the data in the Vaccine Safety Data Link and found a statistically significant link between the exposure to thimerosal in the first 6 months of life. When he compared it to zero exposure, there was an 11-fold increase for autism. There was also an increased risk for ADD, ADHD symptoms, and for tics and speech and language delays. Mm-hmm. They manipulated the data, but he didn't even write that part of the study up. So from the very beginning of that analysis, there was corruption. They reworked the data, flushed out to make the correlation like a threefold increase, and then took that to the now infamous Simpsonwood meeting. So there was corruption in the thimerosal research from the very beginning. And Dr. Verstraten, the day he presented at the Institute of Medicine in Boston, he announced that he had accepted a job with Glaxo and was moving back to Belgium before he'd even presented this data. So he was negotiating a job with a vaccine manufacturer while he was managing a research project inside the CDC. Ethically,
He should have recused himself, but is it true that he continued to have influence over the study even after he took the job with Glaxo?
They didn't publish right away. It took them two more years to play with the data. They did five iterations of the study, at least five, before it was ready for publication, before they had washed the data out enough to remove the connection between autism and vaccines. They were not comfortable publishing until they had made it such a weak study that it shouldn't have ever been published. But yes, he continued to work on the study while he was at Glaxo, and they have used the excuse, well, he did it on his own time. There was no conflict of interest because he wasn't doing it as an employee of Glaxo. That doesn't really
Of course,
matter.
If this was
the,
a study
the
of...
The damage was
of,
done.
Yeah. No, at that point, I mean, I just want to say that this double standard, if this were a study on colostrum and its benefits for the immune system, and the person running the study went to work for a manufacturer of colostrum, do you think they would allow that? I mean, this is absolutely insane, much less the other issue I want to talk with you about. We've got a break coming up, and Dr. Nick will come into the conversation as well. This guy Thorsten, who's like on the top 10 most wanted list of Interpol. How often do they refer to a study by a wanted criminal who embezzled money from the CDC, who they keep referring to and kept sending money to because he was producing data that was to the benefit of the vaccine industrial complex. Stunning the level of corruption and the level of blindness among those who are part of the vaccine death cult. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Beth Clay after this break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, great conversation happening, filling in the blanks, or maybe filling in the canvas up there, painting this larger picture for everybody to see, because, of course, the scandal coming out of the CDC, it's hashtag CDC whistleblower. Some of you may have only had a cursory knowledge of the corruption behind the scenes here being revealed for the first time. And I wanted Beth Clay on, and thank you to Dr. Nick Gonzalez for connecting us for this show this evening. Is painting that bigger picture, that bigger canvas, filling in this history from being within the NIH to outside of it to being with Congressman Dan Burton, the things she saw. She mentioned a lot of things in the history. And I often will go back further than that, you know, into Divided Legacy and Harris Coulter's book and the entire history of medicine in America that has been erased and rewritten as if it didn't exist. And that plays a big role in how we got where we are today. Millions of Americans completely ignorant of what's really gone on in America and where medicine has gone wrong. And that's part of what this show does. But Dr. Nick, hearing Beth, I mean, she's really just laying it out so beautifully. And you've had that interaction. I didn't realize how connected you were through NIH when you were going through your study and what you wrote about in your book, What Went Wrong.
Beth really guided me. And when I realized the study was corrupted, she got Dan Burton involved. She wrote to the head of the NIH filing a formal complaint against the people running the study. She guided me through the bureaucracy at the NIH and the NCI and how to file complaints, and I did. I became a master at filing complaints, and I filed so many, they actually started to act on them, I think just so I would quiet down, and they actually found the study had been mismanaged, so that no one was punished in typical NIH-NCI fashion. They finally, my study was so mismanaged, so corrupted from beginning to end over 8 years. Even the oversight groups at the NIH and the NCI, which exist only as public relations gimmicks to assure the public that they're watching over their scientists who are perfect in every way, there was so much corruption they actually had to find the study was mismanaged. Even the FDA, as you know, Robert, which is no friend of alternative medicine, felt obligated to do an investigation and corroborated my accusations that the chief of the study at Columbia completely mismanaged it, even didn't keep accurate records. I mean, it was just a mess. But again, no one was punished. No one lost their job. No one ended up in jail. No one was considered criminal for putting people's lives at risk, which, as Beth knows, happened. But Beth was a godsend. She really guided me through the intricacies of the NIH and the NCI. I was just this alternative practitioner trying to help cancer patients facing the corruption at the NCI, the NIH, and the academic institutions. So she really helped guide me through it for year after year.
Mm. And in return, you saved the life of a good friend of mine.
Yeah, he's doing great, by the way.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well,
so people who are at the brink of death at stage four terminal cancer and brings mm-hmm. them back and gives them their life back
when they follow his protocol. Yeah, Beth, and that's a recurrent theme we've covered here over the years as well, that good doctors like Dr. Nick and Dr. Batar and others out there that are actually having people that are on the brink of death who've been given up by regular medicine, they come into these doctors and they save them and time and again, consistently. And yet sometimes in hearings, these authorities, whether they be on the medical boards or otherwise, would say, well, that's irrelevant, right? That's irrelevant. That's not the standard of care, as if they could define the standard of care.
That's correct.
And what's important when we go back into looking at how the CDC has made their determination that there's no link between autism and vaccine injury is that they're not actually doing research. They're looking at medical records. They're doing what's called epidemiology. So they're taking a group of medical records and they're reviewing them for certain medical outcomes, and then they're looking at those retrospectively. And then so when we look at Paul Thorson, who you mentioned but just before the break, mm-hmm. Dr. Thorson was at the CDC. He'd come over from Denmark at the CDC. He had a good friend, Dr. Diana Schindel, who seemed to be his champion in all the documents that we've seen and the email communications. She was his champion. She got him into the CDC. He decided that when the controversy hit, that maybe they should use the database in Denmark. And he got them to fund a grant in Denmark. And then, in violation of ethics, where you're not ever supposed to line your own pockets with federal dollars by creating a program that you go then and run, he goes back to Denmark and takes the program over. He publishes some studies. You know, he gets the data. They do the studies. They publish, and they say no connection between thimerosal and autism. And they do the MMR studies. And then he gets more money from the CDC. So he's gotten in. He's gotten in good. He's given them the answers they want, and they've given him more money. And now we know because somebody at the university where he was working through, they uncovered the loss of funds, where he had created the scheme, complex scheme, where he opened bank accounts at the CDC's Federal Credit Union, and he was writing false bills from the labs at the CDC, and he got more than $1 million, some say as much as $2 million, that he stole from the Autism Research Grant. Now he's still a free man.
Yeah, and the CDC still points to his studies and saying, yes, that's gold standard science. Yeah,
and
never
NIH
mind.
And CDC employees are still publishing with him. Diana Schindel
exactly.
has now resigned and gone to Denmark to work at that university.
Never mind. He's on a top 10 wanted list at Interpol. He's still our guy. The CDC is telling us what we want to hear. Well, we're going to be back. Beth, hold on, Beth. We got to take a break. Dr. Nick is with us. Stick around.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, we continue our discussion with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, good friend of the program here, author of What Went Wrong and so much more. And Beth Clay, who, you know, among many things that she's done from NIH all the way through to working with Representative Dan Burton in Congress on many of these issues, seeing firsthand the corruption, the stonewalling, trying to get information out of these so-called scientific governmental bodies about vaccines, vaccine issues, dangers, whatever, stats, whatever, science. Give us the science. If they say science, oh, you don't know science. You're just, you know, they belittle you. They play games with you. But we got a great mind here in addition to a great friend in Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who sees it firsthand as well. The real issue, the damage. These are not just behavioral disorders in the autism spectrum. There is really physiological damage, is there not?
Absolutely. I mean, 40 years ago, autism was very rare, as I mentioned to you before. When I was in medical school in the early 80s, I think it was one out of 1,200 cases per children. Now, so I've read studies as much as one out of 58 young men. So it's just become epidemic over the last 30 years. And we think of it, and they used to think of it as a psychological disease. You know, it didn't get enough love as a child, but they got rid of that a long time ago. Even in the 80s, they realized it's not a psychological issue. It's a very physiological neuropsychiatric issue where you actually have damage to the brain. And the brain controls everything. And the thing that's not mentioned about autism, we always think of it as a childhood illness. These kids don't live very long. I mean, very rarely do they get out of their 30s. They usually die by their mid-30s, if they live that long. And they have all kinds of problems. They have heart defects, circulatory problems. When you damage the brain, you're damaging everything else. The brain controls everything. Nothing's going to work right. They have chronic digestive problems. They have allergies, environmental sensitivities, but serious heart problems. So it's a physiological construct. It's not just it's not a psychological issue. It's a neurophysiological, physiological problem that affects just about every organ system. And these kids just aren't going to live long. So it's really condemning them to an early death, and that's one of the problems with autism. So much of the emphasis, even in the alternative world, has been, this is a problem with children. Yeah, that's true. But the real tragedy is they're not going to live that long most of the time.
Very true. And, it's an interesting thing when we see the damage that occurs, like Andy Wakefield observing the gastrointestinal damage. We call it iatrogenic enterocolitis, or maybe idiopathic. They wanted to claim, we don't know the cause. And he observes it and says, hey, look out, these MMRs, something's going on here, right? Just observes it. And then he was, again, pilloried and thrown out of his profession. At the time, he didn't say that the MMR caused autism even. He just observed this and then this. And then the extension was any insinuation was too much. There was something that was violating the tenets of the church. As we talked about, medicine, is it supposed to be a religion? No, it's not supposed to be, but it's certainly devolved into one. And at this point, you observed that there are very, even neuropsychiatric impact, creating a scenario where it's not only about behavior, but it's about function, that these kids don't live long into adulthood.
And one of the things that happens is part of the injury is done, and with the children who were in the mid 1980s up through 2003 who got the heaviest dose of mercury in their vaccines, these children, mercury doesn't just harm the brain, it harms the kidneys and it harms the heart. So what we're seeing is that these children, their immune systems have been affected, their gastric systems have been affected, the cardiovascular system is affected, and these are often children that for whatever reason, their efflux disorder, their processing out of the heavy metals, isn't working. So these kids who've been hit with mercury as infants, or even prenatally, if their mom's got the flu vaccine or other mercury-containing drugs, because, by the way, the flu vaccine and multi-dose vials continues to contain mercury even today.
Yes.
These children's systems aren't working, so they don't process out all of the heavy metals that they're exposed to, that we are all exposed to on a regular basis. So they get high levels of lead, high levels of cadmium, and high levels of mercury in their system. And so part of what the biomedical approach that families use is detoxing the body, clearing the body from these metals. But there's damage done from these exposures. And so we have to look at the whole approach to treating children and adults who have these complex medical conditions. And
well, Beth, I've watched for years those good doctors have been doing these biomedical interventions, some detoxification focus, trying to repair, and they have also been attacked by their own profession for doing that. What is the other option? Psychiatric drugs, antibiotics, steroid treatments? I mean, that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, if you look back at 2000 when the American Pediatric Association, the American Family Practice Association joined with the Public Health Service and said, we need to get the mercury out of vaccines. The other half of that statement is equally as important. They also said, by the way, parents, but don't go test your children for mercury, because they didn't have a solution that they believed in. The solution to treating heavy metals, mercury, is a chelation. And, of course, in the mainstream medical community, chelation is a no-no, even though now it's been proven through very good research that it is both safe and effective. So we have a system that wasn't prepared to address the medical issues. The American pediatric community is not prepared to address through what they accept as medicine these children's medical needs. So because they don't accept dietary supplements, they don't accept the alternative therapies, and they actually warn their doctors not to use them, then you don't have children getting access to effective treatments. And it's up to the parents to find somebody that's effective that's going to help them.
Right. Go ahead, Dr. Nick.
There are no mainstream treatments for autism. That's what's so bizarre. I could understand if they had a treatment that was 80%, 90% effective and turned these autistic kids into fully functional college graduates who had full-time careers as engineers and trial lawyers. But they had no therapy at all. They just criticized the people who were trying, which never made sense, because the whole way science advances is that individuals who may be considered on the fringe try something different. And that's what people like Dr. Wakefield did. And you mentioned Wakefield. He was a very conventional academic pediatric gastroenterologist who was superbly trained, working in London. And he made the correlation that these kids with autism had an increased, a very significantly increased gastrointestinal problems. It was like a very severe irritable bowel syndrome. And he began to make a correlation that that may be part of the problem. And eventually he would come to the conclusion that the vaccination had damaged their gut, among other things. And that may have been the first step. So he was an academic pediatric gastroenterologist with impeccable credentials who was blessed.
I met Dr. Wakefield probably in 2000. We reached out to him. We met with him. I went to conferences and listened to his presentations. I found his research to be impeccable. And the outcomes of his research are not of question. What was of question is that of bringing in the control groups, how they recruited kids to be, you know, to donate blood was what he was prosecuted for.
Yeah, I've never heard anything so stupid.
And it was ridiculous, you know, the whole process. I also met Brian Deere in that whole process, who was the reporter who went after him. And it was like watching a stalker at a conference. He looked, I mean, it was frightening to watch this man run after Dr. Wakefield.
Right, right.
But his research was impeccable, and other people's research after that, number one, his studies have been replicated around the world and been proven, which nobody ever talks about. And two, what they found is a low-level measles infection that stayed in the gut, because the MMR vaccine is, of course, a live virus vaccine.
Right, it introduced
it. And for some reason, in some kids, it stayed in the system, and then you got the leaky gut to the brain, and you got inflammation in the brain as a result of the measles infection. And when you have somebody who draws cerebral spinal fluid and finds vaccine strain measles in that spinal fluid, then you know that there's a problem. And that was what was happening before they shut all this down.
By the way, the senior research scientist on that very study of Wakefield's was completely exonerated. You know,
completely exonerated, exactly.
Right.
As should Dr. Wakefield be.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we got a question, a comment of the day, and I want to ask Dr. Nick to chime in on this as well. This is from Laura. She says, "Hi, Robert. I have a 21-month-old son who has chronic eczema and multiple food allergy sensitivities. She says, I would like to follow your gut healing protocol with the aloe and the silver. Is he old enough to do this? And if so, what would be the ratio? Thank you." Now, those of you who are longtime listeners, you know I've tried to simplify things for people because there are not enough Dr. Nick Gonzalez's of the world to go around. So I always try to empower you to help yourself, help your children, use non-toxic, safe things. Homeopathy, of course, number one for me as a safe thing, an option. The silver aloe is driving the silver into the gut to reduce inflammation, to eradicate dysbiosis and yeast, and to upregulate the healing of epithelial tissue, to break the cycle of the leaky gut, much like in medicine they use silver in burn care centers, similar but internally with a safe form. So, yes, I would do that for a child. I have no problem with that. But as we see, and Dr. Nick, you can confirm this, when you see chronic eczema, it's rare that you won't see some level of liver congestion and intestinal inflammation along with that.
Almost invariably it involves liver congestion. And what happens, the portal vein, which drains the intestinal tract and carries nutrients and toxins from the intestine to the liver where they should be detoxified, when the liver is under stress, as it is in our toxic world and vaccinations, damage the liver, what happens, it's like a beaver dam. The portal blood flow backs up into the intestinal tract, and it causes inflammation in the intestines. So all these toxins aren't being neutralized. They just hang out in the small and large intestine. And you'll get eczema, you get the leaky gut, you'll get all kinds of things. And eventually
the food allergy sensitivities that they're describing. Exactly. Why is that so hard to see for much of the medical community?
A lot of them just aren't that bright. Come to the conclusion. You know, as I've gotten older, you know, you worry about, you don't want to sound arrogant because that's the way they sound. But, you know, I realize you reach a point in your life where you say, you know, I don't care what people think. They're just not that bright. That's the problem. They were trained a certain way. They never questioned what they learned. They believed everything their professors told them, and they continued to add on to what the professors told them. They never said, this is a pile of baloney. You know, Osler said 100 years ago that 50% of what we're taught in medical school is complete falsehood. But nobody knows which half it is. And that was a pretty insightful comment.
Yeah.
And it's no less true today than it was then. And the trouble is, none of the professors know which 50% is absolute rubbish. The reason they have to rewrite Harrison's textbook of internal medicine is the preeminent textbook of internal medicine, like 2,500 pages, small print, big pages. It has to be written every 2 or 3 years. Why does it have to be written? Because so much of what's in it is not true. And no physician in America would rely on a Harrison's from 1990 or even 2000, because it's all tossed out and they rewrite it constantly. So they're just not that bright. They don't know what isn't true. They never look at anything nutritional, environmental. They act like human beings or white rats in a laboratory where there are no environmental influences on their health, like heavy metals or thimerosal and those kind of things.
Right.
So they have such a narrow focus. You know, they just can't think holistically or ecologically. They're not trained to do it. I saw it in my own medical school class.
Hold on. We got to take a break, Beth. Hold your thought. And Super Don, what we just did, that question of the day, convert that into a YouTube at the RSL Media channel on YouTube, because that is priceless, what Dr. Nick said in addition in response to Laura's question, going back to the liver. We've got to make that a YouTube as well. So stick around. We're going to wrap it up today with Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Beth Clay. All the links are up, including the background if you want to see, and the book by Dr. Nick, What Went Wrong. Get it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. Pick your freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You can either call us up live on the air at 866-939-2355 or leave a message or go to the website, robertscottbell.com, like we just had with Laura and the question about eczema. And Dr. Nick, you had a little bit more to say about that, though.
One comment about eczema, you have to realize as soon as you have a skin problem, the dermatologists say, oh, it's a skin problem. Wrong. The skin is a detox organ. And as soon as you have a skin problem, whether it's psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, bad dandruff, it's because toxins aren't being neutralized in the liver and they're backing up into the systemic circulation and back into the gut. And the body, in its wisdom, is trying to get rid of this garbage, hydrocarbons, pesticides, heavy metals, and it does it through the skin. And the skin is not prepared to work like a liver, but it does its best it can. But those toxins irritate the skin. As soon as you see someone with a skin problem, you know that their liver is not working the way it should, and these toxins, which should be neutralized in the liver, are feeding back in the systemic circulation and causing enormous amount of damage everywhere, and the body's trying to get rid of them through the skin, and that's what eczema really is. So dealing with the skin directly, as if that's the cause, is ridiculous. You've got to get the liver to work better, and then everything else will follow, including the skin.
Well, you've seen it clinically. I've seen it clinically in my practice over the years, and it's amazing. Then they say, Dr. Nick, you're a miracle man. They said, Robert, you're a miracle man. No, we're just working with your body and turning it back on to do what it's designed to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just remember, they're just not that bright. That's why it seems so unusual.
Well, you are, and Beth Clay is that bright. And I wanted to wrap up with you as the takeaway here, because we want to positively move this in the right direction despite all the barbs coming our way.
Well, I think, number one, that the opposition to this is just ramping up. There will be a plethora of media stories promoting vaccines because it's that time of year to begin with. But people who are upset about this, they must channel that anger and that frustration Congress comes back into town in early September, you need to be calling your member of Congress and asking for an independent investigation. We need to be asking Congress to engage. We cannot trust HHS to police themselves. The new Secretary of Health and Human Services used to work for the Gates Foundation. They have a massive vaccine program, so she has a direct conflict of interest. We must engage with all of our legislators and force them to do their job and to require an independent. And we need to get to the truth, the entire truth, this whole 15-year drama that the government has not done their job to ensure the safety of vaccines, and they have been promoting science that's fraudulent. People who have committed crimes within the CDC need to be held accountable. There need to be criminal charges brought against these individuals. They have committed a conspiracy. They have perpetrated a conspiracy. They've admitted it on their own website. They talked about not releasing the data. That's out there. They can't take it back now, so we need to make sure they're held accountable. There's a generation of children who've been harmed, and we need to take care of them, and we need to trust that their parents know what they're talking about, and that's important. These parents watched it happen. They've lived with the consequences, and they need to have justice.
Well, who else is complicit? The mainstream, polluted, toxic, pharmaceutically conflicted media. They're reporting right now. They are playing the game for the government. They're not doing their job as First Amendment warriors, questioning, challenging. There's no investigative journalism happening after Cheryl Atkinson left. There's nobody left. So
today she has posted something on this issue. Just Cheryl is an amazing reporter, and thankfully she's picked this up. But will anybody else pick up what Cheryl has done, because she's no longer a part of a network?
Right. Well, exactly. Well, we'll continue to push this forward, and each day there's not a congressional inquiry. That means another child or another 10 or dozen or hundreds.
Who knows? Another 10,000 children a day are at risk for preventable medical injury, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, it might have to happen that everybody in Congress, like Dan Burton, had a family member or family member's children harmed before they woke up. And that's it's a sad state when we won't pay attention to the children that have already been harmed. We got to wait for our own loved ones to be harmed before we stand up. Talk to your Congress critters and make them understand this is not something to wait. And like you said, Beth, independent, because the HHS is complicit as well. If it comes from that, you've got a Bill Gates stooge in there.
Well, and they have a habit of taking care of their own, and that's a challenge within doing a true investigation. If the public health community as a whole, which the Institute of Medicine, the American Pediatric Association, all of these people are part of that public health community, they're all conflicted because they all promote immunization. So if they're promoting immunizations, they can't truly investigate vaccine safety, and they can't truly investigate a conspiracy to cover up data, which has now been admitted publicly.
Yeah, and remember, immunizations are not actually immunizations. They don't immunize you. That's another thing, a corruption of the language, the words that are being used. Beth Clay, thank you so much for being on. Dr. Nick Gonzalez, love you, appreciate, respect you so much. Anytime, open door for you guys. Come on back and report. We'll continue following up on this story. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, well, we've got another day of healing, broadcast healing, the healing revolution with Dr. Frank King. 15 things that doctors get wrong. We're going to get them right. There's a lot more than that. But in the meantime, thank you as well to Dr. Andy Wakefield. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.